this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I've treated over 7,000 men with ED. In today's episode, we're going to talk about, are you just tired of having a large prostate and it's kind of killing your sex life and your sleep? What most doctors won't tell you about the shocking link between your enlarged prostate or BPH and erectile dysfunction, I'm going to discuss about today. So stay tuned to the end. So that way you can find out what you can do with enlarged prostate and if it's affecting your bedroom performance. While benign prostatic hypertrophy or BPH itself is not considered a direct cause of ED, there is significant and complex relationship between the two conditions. The relationship manifests in several key ways. Number one, shared risk factors. Both BPH and ED are common condition in aging men, and they often share underlying risk factor, which include older men get higher risk of either BPH or ED or both. They share lifestyle factors such as obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and heart disease. Both all of these conditions contribute to either BPH progression and or ED or both, because these conditions, your prostate is affected by blood flow. So penis and prostate are dependent upon blood flow. That the penis and the prostate is also dependent upon your hormone changes, particularly your testosterone. The prostate gets enlarged with low testosterone and high testosterone. And then high testosterone can be converted to another hormone called dihydrotestosterone or DHT, which is inflammatory to the prostate. And then ED is also dependent upon low testosterone as well. Number two, there is an impact between BPH and sexual function indirectly. So it's frustrating and disruptive symptoms of BPH indirectly affect a man's ability to maintain his erection and overall sexual desire. Come on, admit it. Waking up at nighttime, going multiple times, even up to 4 or 5 times a night, and then having a weak urine stream can cause significant distress and anxiety. Well, number one, the anxiety, the embarrassment of leakage during intimacy, leakage during the daytime, and then going to the bathroom frequently at night, it's going to sure reduce your desire for sex. And then not to mention the sleep deprivation of waking up multiple times. We talked about how sleep is important for testosterone, how sleep is important for healing and for blood flow. And you're not getting sleep when you have a large prostate. And then discomfort and pain when you urinate or even ejaculation as well with BPH. Now, even with BPH, sometimes you can have retrograde ejaculation as well. And the next part is psychological impact with preoccupation of going to the bathroom every hour, every 30 minutes, leading to stress, depression, and almost loss of interest in sexual ability. Now, number three, the side effects of BPH medication are pretty significant. Most medication in the class called 5-alpha reductase inhibitors or 5-ARI medications such as finasteride or dutasteride. These medications work by shrinking the prostate, but it can lead to side effects such as decreased libido, ED, and ejaculation dysfunction such as reduced semen volume and or retrograde ejaculation, where semen goes into the bladder instead of out in the penis. Another type of medication called alpha blockers, such as tamsulosin or siloducin. These medications relax the muscle in the prostate and the bladder neck, to improve the urine flow. Well, this is going to lead to sexual dysfunction and also retrograde ejaculation. Okay, modern men, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. So some of the side effects of traditional BPH surgery, such as TURP or T-U-R-P, do have side effects as well, such as retrograde ejaculation and also ED. While enlarged prostate itself may not directly damage the physiological mechanism of an erection, like blood flow, nerve supply to the penis, but the symptoms of BPH, especially the side effect of traditional treatments such as medication and the TURP procedure, can impact a man's sexual health, leading to a worsening of his erectile dysfunction. This is why it's so important for men to discuss their symptoms, especially sexual ones, and the urination symptoms with their doctor. What do you need to do when you have a large prostate? First of all, go see your doctor first. Don't try to treat it yourself. And the signs of a large prostate is that your urine stream is not as strong as it used to be. It takes longer for you to start your urine stream. It takes you longer to stop your urine stream. And before, if it only take you 30 seconds to go to the bathroom, now it's taking you like 10 minutes and you can make a sandwich during the whole time. And then after you go to the bathroom, about an hour later, 30 minutes later, you need to go again. So call frequency. And the other thing also is sometimes pain with urination. But the thing that's most prominent is nighttime urination or nocturia, where you're getting up either between 2 to 5 times at nighttime to go to the bathroom where you shouldn't be, and it's disrupting your sleep. And it's going to ruin your sex life as well, too. So go see the doctor, get your prostate examination. Now, the prostate, you can see from this, is that it is just right below the bladder. This is the bladder. Right here is right below the bladder and kind of where next to the penis here. And the only way to reach the prostate is through the rectum right here. And that's how doctors do examination for your prostate. So it has to be examined internally to determine the size of the prostate. The normal size of the prostate is about 30 grams, or the size of walnut like this. If it's more enlarged, then what it does is that it compresses the urethra or the tube that connects the bladder to the penis. That's how you urinate. And it's also where the nerve goes to the penis as well, too. It can also affect the penis function for erection, but it's also intimately connected to the pelvic muscles. So there's a reason why they're all connected in one small area and how important that is. So to improve your BPH symptoms, you can do Kegel exercises. Check out my video when I talk about how to do Kegel exercises. And you can also do external prostatic massage with a massager. You can also do internal prostate massager as well. But we have something new in the office right now that will treat BPH symptoms within 1 to 2 treatment using magnetic energy, infrared therapy, and also vibration. So stay tuned on my next episode where I'll talk about that, where it goes internal, the probe goes internal, and it treats the prostate area to improve more circulation and decrease inflammation. And also, what's important is you can be treated without medication or without surgery. And what I want you to do first is to start doing Kegel and get your testosterone level measured. Believe it or not, supplementing testosterone level will also improve your urination symptoms as well too. And just know, if you have BPH, there are options besides just medication and surgery. And that if you have BPH, it's also indirectly linked to ED. You don't have to live with that. And that's why our treatment focuses on not only treating ED symptoms, but also treating the prostate as well too. So stay tuned for my next episode where we'll talk about how pulse electromagnetic therapy, infrared, and vibration combined in treating the prostate area. It all goes together to how to improve your sexual health. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know what you think. And I'd love to hear from you. And it will mean the world to me if you subscribe to the channel, share this with somebody that you think can benefit from this information. And that, just know, man, you do not have to suffer in silence from your BPH or from ED. There are options, and we're here to help you with that. So also check out our Modern Man Club. It's the space where I coach you to get out of ED toward more sexual functioning naturally. Check it out at noedman.com. And also just know that we're here for you, and let us know in the comment what you think, and I'll see you in the next episode. Okay, Modern Man, you are not alone, and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.